What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bevan. We got a great show planned for you. Let's get things moving. Let's dive in the box away March rules. All right, now that was Dive in the Box only on
Pogo City Radio.
Now, these guys are coming somewhere thereabouts out of Philly, somewhere in the surrounding area, and they hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Pogo City Radio, emailed us. No, actually, they snail mailed us a bunch of hard copy, couple CDs, patches, pins, and stickers, so make sure you guys check out Dive in the Box. With that being said, thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. Let's get to the rest of the Pogo crew. Started off right with the gorgeous, the beautiful, the lovely.
Oh, yeah.
Rude Girl Jessica.
What up, Pogo Land? I am very psyched for this show. Gonna be a good one.
As it always.
Always.
Always is. Let's always get to some of the rest of the Pogoers talking about my man, Sean Bedlam.
The fuck is up, you Pogo junkies.
And then we got a few more people in the room with us talking about Devil John and Mark Poison.
What's up, everybody? Having a good time once again.
All right,
having a good time.
Thanks for hanging out with us, guys. We're going to be rocking and rolling for a while. Got a couple more people headed over to Pogo HQ. Now, on the floor behind us, John, I think there is a flyer. Do you see it by any chance?
There
was at one point.
There may or may not be a piece of paper
laying
behind
around
you with a show.
Yeah, I like you. You can come
it
over to my
here
house and fuck my
go
sister.
Okay, now, got to do some plugging. I'm going to do some plugging later as well.
But
got to plug some shows. Talking about Pogo City Radio presents Unplugged February 24th at Your Welcome Inn, Southside Bethlehem, 325 New Street. Going to be having a acoustic in your face punk rock
mushroom cloud
jam
land motherfucker.
Now we're going to have a Jake 40 ounce Welter acoustic, Steve from Admit Nothing, Symbol of Sanity, Scum, that's me and Mark, Baby Blitz coming out of Philly, Brian Rothenbeck, and Squid Subject A. Now remember, guys, this is all going down. What is this, next fucking weekend?
It's
actually
next Friday.
Friday.
Gotta
so
get on
this
that
fucking
uh-oh
Friday.
Make not
sure
tonight, obviously.
You guys come out to Pogo City Residio.
Residio.
Yeah, don't be a
bitch.
Residio. Residio.
It's
been a couple months,
while
right?
December.
Got your tongue.
We skipped January.
Yeah.
I had a busy January.
I am
couple months
really like looking forward to hearing this next song.
Right.
So everybody,
so
shut the
let's
fuck up.
Let's play this. In
we doing,
honor
we doing against me. Or we doing defiance.
No,
I don't know
what's
with this microphone,
Pogo
but
City Radio.
It's kind of fucking up.
Going acoustic. Here's a little bit of Against Me with Carnival Eternal.
Cavalier
oh,
Eternal.
God damn it. Cavalier yeah Eternal.
Ha ha. We're rolling. All right.
Authentic in your face punk rock.
One, two, three. Love.
problems. Take them out with the empty bottles, oh girl. I'm sorry, but I'm leaving. We're both at fault. We're both to blame. And it wasn't the other men, 'cause there are other women. This just isn't love, just the remorse of a loss of a feeling. Even if I stayed, it just wouldn't be the same. Me and this guitar are going swinging blind into the unknown. You know, a song and a stage is all I ever needed of a home. Someday I will call from a payphone in a truck stop on the road, and you'll tell me how much better off you've been on your own. So girl, I'm sorry, but I'm leaving. We're both at fault, we're both to blame. And it wasn't the other men, 'cause there are other women. This just isn't love, just the remorse of a loss of a feeling. Even if I stayed, it just wouldn't be the same.
All right, everybody, that was Against Me,
just
playing
crazy.
That in honor of Pogo City Radio Presents Unplugged, going down this Friday, February 24th, at your welcome.
That's right.
And so get your motherfucking asses there. And let's see.
I
had something ready to play, and I don't know where the fuck it went. So we're probably going to fuck this up. But Sean wants to hear a little bit of Defiance.
There we
now,
go.
What was
number
it,
nine.
What was it you wanted to hear,
Back
Sean?
On the Piss Again.
Now, this is coming
good
off
drinking
the,
song.
The complete singles collection on Punkcore, A Decade of Defiance, 93 to 2003. This is a B-side off the, Europe 95, Europe 97, Europe and a year after it, 7-inch. That was pretty good. Here's Back on the Piss Again by Defiance. Right now, that was Defiance on Pogo. Hey, shut the Okay. Yep. All right. So that was Defiance with Back on the Piss Again. It's a crazy night right now. It's gonna loosen up.
That was a good drinking song.
I need to go. I think in a slightly different direction.
Yeah.
I think that booze is getting me a little angry.
It does that sometimes.
You know what I want to hear?
Well, we got another song queued up right now, so okay, we're gonna play that first. And what is it that you want to hear after it?
I want to hear this. Oh no.
Okay, later. All right, Mark. We got your song queued up that you put on Facebook. Yeah. Hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/ Pogo City Radio. But why don't you tell us about it?
Well, you know, I'm very much a punk rocker, so I definitely like ska. So I got the, like, kind of like that whole like rude boy kind of thing going on. And then, you know, like, I also like a little bit of hip hop because I grew up in Southside Easton, and this is The Specials, and it's a message
awesome.
To you, Rudy. And then it's Wu-Tang Clan also.
Mashed up.
And it sounds really good.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Like, really good. Awesome. So, you know, we don't do a lot of hip-hop, but I think it's, you know, we're going to make an exception tonight because of...
We call this a Pogo City wild card. We actually used to do that back in the day, way before you were on the show. And then I'd usually end up playing Wu-Tang, to be honest.
Wu-Tang or NWA. Yeah.
Or some shit or NWA. We'd always play some old school rap type shit. So we're going to go back in time, call this a Pogo City wild card, and this is The Specials with Wu-Tang.
I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job. At second hand, moms bounced on old men. So then we moved to Shaolin land. A young youth, the rockin' the go-to. No goose, only way I begin to G-York with drug loot. And let's start it like this, son. Going with this one and that one. Pulling out gas for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking wounds at 16. And running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes. Making my way on fire escapes. No question, I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I would flow off and try to get the dough off. Sticking up right towards the war court. My life got no better. Same damn love sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong rap. So I got with a six tight click and went all out. Catching keys from Cross Z. Rolling in BBs. Every week we made 40 G. Yo, brothers, respect mine. I ain't gonna take now. Bam, move from the gate now.
Cash rules everything around me. Crank get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Crank get the money. Dollar bill, yo.
Right, got The Specials.
That's all
with
awesome.
A little bit of Wu-Tang only on
Pogo City Radio.
Now that was a fun one, a Pogo City wild card. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I actually seen what's his name, Luke from Val. Yeah, he was posting on Facebook a bunch of similar shit after you did that, a whole bunch of matchups. I was seeing a lot of ska posts. I saw this one post, I think Ron from Admit Nothing, who we're actually going to get, give it to John, who we're actually going to get queued up next. Ron he put up this old, like, introductory to ska thing from the 60s. Like, it was like a PSA for ska. Like, all right, boys and girls, this is called Cool Polska. And they were just playing like, ding, ding, ding. And they were talking
were
about,
they
you remember that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
they were teaching people
yeah,
how to
showing.
Yeah, I've seen,
how,
I've
yeah,
seen
it was
those
pretty
videos.
Fucking good.
Like back in like the 60s.
But,
yeah. Yeah. Like Toots in the Maytel, like
the
was the beginning.
Mark, you gotta talk. If we can't, Mark, you gotta
yep,
fix
yep.
it. All right. But
yeah.
Say what you were just saying again, man. I think we lost you there for a second.
I was saying how ska was like more, it was like a punk thing before punk existed. You know
like
what I mean?
Toots in the Maytel, I was saying. Like that's what began fucking ska. Like, I love them, dude.
You know, like over in Europe, like the skinheads were listening to ska music because they didn't want to listen to what England or whatever, BBC or whatever was putting out. They didn't want to listen to it. They wanted to listen to something that was like, you know what I mean? They couldn't really relate to the government or whatever, so they were
that's
listening
kind of
to like all that black music and stuff like that from like the West Indies
full
and stuff like that.
Because, you know, ska music is influenced by reggae music and
yes.
the English.
Yeah.
Jamaica was an English colony.
Exactly, yeah.
So
well, that's how it migrated over.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. And then became the oyster.
It all became, and then it started like the whole skinhead thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Yeah.
But we were just talking about Ron and It Meant Nothing, so let's do a little bit of It Meant Nothing.
Hell yeah.
Also, Steve going to be playing with, or Steve from It Meant Nothing going to be playing at the February 24th gig this Friday, acoustic. Make sure you get there. This is It Meant Nothing with On and On.
Congo City Radio.
All right, now that was It Meant Nothing. Steve Sutter, Steve, my man Steve from It Meant Nothing, gonna be playing February 24th at your Welcome In. Now, I do want to say something because we were talking about it during the song. You guys can go over to
CogoCityRadio.com
and read all about it. But I did a review on It Meant Nothing, a Stiff Pogo's production show. And in it, I was talking about how Ron, the bass player, I mean, I am a bass player, and I am actually half decent. Like, I'm pretty good at being
you're
a bass player.
Right,
you're pretty damn
Ron
good.
Ron is like,
you're
oh my
right.
God, dude. That dude, his fingers are like drunk on the
he's
fucking
awesome.
Neck, dude. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, I'll put him up day to day with Matt Freeman from Rancid or
oh
Kelly
shit,
from Defiance.
Holy
like
shit.
Matt
Fully,
Freeman from Rancid
I
for
don't
sure.
Give a shit. Ron could go to town with all of them. Pentatonic, so you got a better fucking catch at Mitt Nothing coming out of Allentown. And also, we were talking about Stiff Peters Productions, but Stiff Peters Productions teaming up with Pogo City Radio for Stiff Pogo Palooza, March 11th at the Sportsman's Cafe in Allentown. 18 to enter, 21 to drink. So make sure you guys go down
there.
We got a nice
there.
Little lineup. Four Ages playing. We got Admit Nothing, Screwhead, and Hate Trash Disaster. More to be announced, I believe, also trying to get another band on the bill. So let's because we had I'm not even gonna say their name. We had one band drop out. They've been dropping out of a lot of shows lately, actually. But we had a band drop out, so we're looking for another one to jump onto it. But there's a lot of good shows coming up. So make sure your cable, dude, you're gonna have to hold your cable. We're gonna have to get you a new one. I think I got another one on the wall. We're
all right. Yeah, no, I've been struggling all night with this damn cable. It's freaking annoying.
Okay, but like it's been kind of a stressful night. So, I think I'm going to have to kick back for a second and relax to a little bit Against All Authority.
Just relax.
Wet Foot Policy. Coming off the split with the Criminals. We're going to let it play through right to the Criminals with All Fall Down after this one on the B-side. Thanks for listening to... Right now, that was Against All Authority. We're going to let this stroll right through onto the B-side with the Criminals and All Fall Down.
Mushroom cloud land, motherfucker,
motherfucker. Try
All right, that was The Criminals with Against All Authority. Before that, we're going to go over with another local band coming out of the Nazo. Here
okay,
we go.
Cool. Sounds Mark's cool.
Mark's hometown. A little bit of No Cash. My life is a
I grew up in Easton, but yeah, I live there now.
Authentic in your face punk rock.
Right, a little bit of No Cash. Slow and somber.
Awesome.
I'm
awesome,
Pogo
man.
City Radio.
What the fuck is up next?
Keeping it nice and depressing.
Audrey Anarchy
nope,
is
no
here.
No Cash. Yo, they had piano and punk way back in the
Audrey
day.
Audrey Anarchy
way
is making her
day.
Way into the Pogo.
She's right there,
the
actually.
I was introducing.
And let's see where she's at. How's Audrey Anarchy doing?
Oh, yeah.
You gotta say what's up.
What up? What up?
Smelling.
All right, that piano outro a little too long.
And not they did it a lot.
Intro. I was looking for Audrey. So let's try that again. Let's stay up to Audrey Anarchy.
What up? What up?
All right, Audrey. Thanks for coming over. Now we saved this one for you. We played it on the last show. But we're going to let you, I don't know if you've heard this yet. Now, I know you like Sick 86 a lot. Have you heard the new song, Drink Till You Drop?
I have not.
Well, you're about to. You want to introduce it? This is?
This is Sick 86, Drink Till You Drop.
Only on
Pogo City Radio.
You bitches.
If I would have maybe started this in the right spot. There we go. Drink Till You Drop. Coming out of Allentown. Sick 86, motherfucker. All right, now that was Sick 86 only on
Pogo City Radio.
Motherfucking right. Okay, now what the fuck? I think we had some other.
It's
how's everybody doing? Quiet studio. How's everybody doing?
What's up?
How's everybody doing? Mark,
yeah, man.
Let's give Mark a little sound check.
See, so much better right now.
Like a goddamn roadie. All
right. This is and fucking awesome right now.
Ran some more lines for Mike. Had to plug him into a 50-foot-long cable. He's sitting about 18 inches away from the mixer, plugged in to a 50-foot cable. So, you know, that's going to be kind of a pain in the ass. But actually, funny story.
How,
funny story. I bought that. that cable specifically thinking of Pat from Hate Trash Disaster, because every time Pat has played with us, we have had cable issues. Who am I kidding? Every show Pogo City Radio has ever done, we have had cable issues. But Pat's usually the one to bring it up. Pat's usually the one to bring it up.
It's a great mic, though.
But, yeah, 50-foot cable for him. First time we're using it. So why don't we play a little bit of Hate Trash Disaster? And let's see if I play the right one. I want to play American Scumbag. He didn't send me the titles to the tracks. Hey, guys, if you're going to email me tracks over at staff at pogocityradio.com, please don't send me them titled as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It makes it a pain in the ass. We'll play him if you do, but try and get
us titles.
We'll
see what the fuck this song is.
I think this is... Yes, it is.
Oh, hell yeah.
Look, I want your beers.
No, it's not. We're going to play it anyway. Let's rock and roll. Hate Trash. All right, now that was Hate Trash Disaster on Pogo City Radio. Now, if you guys want to go back a couple episodes ago, you can hear Pat from Hate Trash on the show with Larry from the Parasitics, who's, you know, flirting with Jessica online about coming over. Not flirting, not flirting with Jessica, flirting about coming over.
We also had Dino, Dino Sex, drummer of Hate Trash on.
And the Murder Junkies. Yes. On the show, called in, interviewed, go back a couple episodes, check that shit out. And we just mentioned Larry from the Parasitics, who's debating on coming over. He lives like 12 blocks away.
He's
we
not
got
coming.
Two
he
bottles of vodka, a little bit of whiskey, a bunch of different beer. We got Audrey Anarchy, the wino, over here bringing over her boxed wine. Yeah. And then, of course, you know. It is always April 20th on Pogo City Radio. So let's go over with Larry's band, and let's do a little bit of Studs and Suds. This is coming off last year's release with Blank 77, Getting Blasted. Real quick, Blank's playing in Cali tonight and tomorrow and the day after that with the Oi Scouts. We'll have to get some of them guys.
Oh, shit.
The Oi Scouts and Blanks queued up sometime tonight, but right now let's kick it over to Jersey. Coming off Getting Blasted, here's the Parasitics with Studs and Suds.
One beer, two beers, three beers, a shot of whiskey, a margarita, and a Bloody Mary. I'm itching inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah. Went to the liquor store. I loaded up with alcohol. More specifically, vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
Watch out! What the fuck out! All out of blow, so it's back to the start. Day without drinking is an absolute fun. Stand inside. Stand inside. Stand inside. Stand and fucking stand. Miller High Life Penance Oblivion. Gotta keep drinking since my liver's waged war. Stop it, sir. Stop it, sir. Stop it, sir. Stop that fucking sir.
Flipping this shit over, giving you Hey You by Blank 77.
Hell yeah.
Sure, there's a little love song from the rude girl Jessica to Audrey Anarchy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Know it.
All right, let's keep it going. Business hardcore hooligan. We're napping on the couch.
We're napping on the couch. We're napping on the couch, and then Mary's like, we should go upstairs. And she tells me, she's like, I had a dream while I was asleep. It made me kind of horny, so.
And so Sean finally got lucky. That is a random, a rare occurrence for Sean Bedlam.
Fuck off.
This is way too loud now.
And did this
cheap
happen when it all fired off?
Cheap set.
To a little bit of launch off
cheap
the war.
Sex.
We'll dedicate this one to Mr. fucking Donald fucking
Trump.
Fucking White House.
I'm also going to dedicate this to the old school bedlam days.
Trump, all right?
Fuck Donald Trump.
Launch
fuck
off
Donald
the
Trump.
War.
Fuck Donald
cheap
Trump.
Sex. Coming off punkcore records. Let's fucking do this shit.
Mushroom cloud laying motherfucker, motherfucker. Mushroom cloud laying motherfucker, motherfucker. Mushroom cloud laying motherfucker, motherfucker.
Watch out to the
all right, we're going to move right over with that, with the UK subs and Riot coming to what, Philly are we going to? See?
April 7th in Philly at the Voltage Lounge.
Wow, we'll be there, from. Bitches.
Where are they from?
UK subs.
They're from the United Kingdom.
the UK subs on Pogo City Radio. Now, well, when's the date of the show? Sean,
April 7th.
April 7th, UK subs coming to Philly, and they're not coming alone. The virus.
They never come
alone.
And
now we got to sit here and talk about the virus. Systems Failure for a second. I did play through the album about twice, checked it out, looked it over. Different direction than where I thought they were going. But I was still all right with it. There was a couple catchy songs on it. Paul on vocals doesn't sound like the typical
virus.
Nah, it's
a little different.
And, dude, the bass lines are completely, totally different. I mean, maybe I'm just a bass player. But one thing that was unique, or not unique, but definitely distinctive about the virus was they played a lot of major scale bass chords, which gives it a real poppy feel, which was kind of weird because the guitar riffs would be so dark. Not dark, but like think of like Defiancy. Do you know what I mean?
I get what you're saying.
With the bass playing, it gave it a weirder feel. It doesn't have that feel to it. It's all heavy. There's not too much of a catchy, you know, feel to it. It's a lot heavier than it was. There were a couple sing-alongs that I liked a lot, but I'm definitely giving the album at least. Of course we're queuing one of them up. You think
those catchy songs, or what are you playing?
We are gonna play Bombs for Children. Which
okay,
was one
that was the first one
now,
that came off that album.
One, yeah, it was a single. It's another one of these tracks. I was talking about it when the mics were muted. Now I love the Parasitics, right? But I hate it when songs have a 20-minute talking intro before them. Like Gigi Allen, I love Gigi Allen, but that shit gets annoying. And this song has quite a long talking intro, so sorry. But here it is, off the new album Systems Failure. Here's the virus with Bombs for Children.
Cracking beers.
I jumped ahead and saw what he was looking at, and there was a kid, 15-year-old boy, had a suicide vest on. I remember instantly raising my weapon. Before I could even do anything.
Children in Israel.
They're building bombs
building
for children
bombs.
In Libya.
They're
building
bombs for children
bombs.
In Iraq.
They're
building
bombs. All right, well, that's new virus.
For everyone.
Good track.
Pogo City Radio, Systems Failure. That's the single, Bombs for Children. Now, we got about 4 minutes left. So, Audrey, why don't you tell us a story about something that happened to you when you were 9 years old.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
When I was 9 years old, I was going to the Dominican Republic. Because my last name is Haddad, and I am Syrian.
I did not know you were Syrian.
My name, Audrey Haddad, resembled a name of a known terrorist. So...
Jesus.
Needless to say, they tried to strip search a 9-year-old.
Wow, that deserves a boo.
Fucking shit fit.
Go ahead.
But they didn't actually strip search you, right?
No, okay. My mom would have killed him.
She said she better
and
not
God
go out
right
of the country
too.
Now
the
with
that?
Trump being president.
I know
she'll never get back. Yo, I ain't leaving the country, and I'm white.
If you left, would you come back?
Yes, I would.
I don't know if I would. With Trump being president.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd be afraid.
I've never left the country. I don't think I would.
I've only gone to Canada to buy beer with my dad when I was a small.
I never left the country. I would love to.
No, we used to drive.
Y'all know Canadian beer is like.
No, but we used to drive to Canada. We used to drive to Canada just so my dad could pick up 20 cases of Molson Triple X before it was available.
I know.
I don't know. I might not leave.
No, he's
Mexico.
Right though.
I heard the strip clubs in Mexico are fantastic.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah. Now what were you saying?
I'm
Mark?
Trying to check
no,
it
he
out.
He was
with
talking
you.
About
oh,
how freaking Bush is not going to be as bad as Trump, and that's true.
Okay, all right. We're not getting that far into politics. All right,
but
we're
he
not
did. He
that.
Said it though.
We got a few side things going on.
That was from John, man. I was agreeing with him.
There was definitely three conversations going on.
All right, all right.
It's all good.
Well, everybody, we're gonna get out of here with this one. And I feel it
really
want
to talk to you about
sets
that.
The tone for the show. Now, we are going to be doing another show tonight because we're not going to be recording next week because we will be doing, well, this Friday, actually,
show.
We will be doing Pogo City Rosadio.
Unplugged.
Why do I keep saying Rosadio?
Rosadio,
City
yo.
Because
Radio.
Snoop Dogg is here, too. Snoop Dogg's been here the whole time, actually.
Yeah, you have no idea.
Pogo City Radio presents Unplugged February 24th at your Welcome Inn in Bethlehem. Jake 40 Ounce, Welter Acoustics, Steve from Admit Nothing, Symbol of Sanity, Scum, that's me and Mark, Baby Blitz, Brian Rothenbeck, and Squid Subject A. Get your motherfucking asses there. Get your asses to the Virus and UK sub show, and make sure you hit over to Stiff Pogo Palooza. That's Pogo City Radio and Stiff Peters Productions teaming up to bring you guys, where's the goddamn track lineup? Four Ages, Admit Nothing, Screwhead, Hate Trash, Disaster, and more to be announced. All right, so I guess we'll get out of here. I feel this one really sets the attitude. You guys want to say bye? I know you guys are getting all hot and bothered over there. I love this fucking show, by the way.
Yeah, I like it's pretty cool, man. Like, you know,
how can you not?
But
I was telling Sean earlier, I look forward to this every fucking week, man.
And titties.
How can you not?
It's one of my, yeah, all week long, dude. I just wait for the next episode.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we hope you feel the same way. Yeah. So let's have everybody give him a good, somber fuck you.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, fuck Trump. Fuck Trump.
This is Ronnie Was a Rebel by Chaos UK.
We don't like Trump.
You want some punk rock?
Later.
You want some real punk rock? Real punk rock, okay? Now this is real punk rock. We'll be right back.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning into Pogo City Radio. We're getting the fuck out of here.